Today at the Radio Backyard Fence, I want you to tell me something you saw over the weekend or the last few days. Something that made you think anew of the mercies of God. Something that warmed your heart or brought a tear to your eye, or maybe gave you a little bit of hope in the middle of a hard season. Our guest today can't be with us, and I always try to see these little interruptions in the schedule as opportunities for you and me to go a different direction, maybe get to know each other a little bit better. And this question that I'm posing to you comes from a radio friend who posed it to me, so I'm going to return the favor. And remember, what you saw, what you talk about here today may encourage somebody else who needs to hear it. I'll develop it a little further in just a moment. Write down the number 877-548-3675 and get ready for something good for your soul today on Chris Fabry Live, online at chrisfabrylive.org. Look who's helping out today. Ryan McConaughey is doing all things technical. Tricia is our producer, and in the chair today is Tahira. Anthony will be answering your calls. More than 50 years ago, a man named Philip wrote a classic book. And he wrote about something he knew, something that he had lived. He focused on six verses in the Old Testament. From the Songbook of the Messiah, he went through what is considered to be the most famous poem in history, not just in the Bible, but in all of literature. He went through it line by line, giving us insight into what it means to be a sheep who belongs to the good Shepherd. The man's name was Philip, Weldon Philip Keller, and he wrote a classic that I want to send you. It's a hardbound, beautifully illustrated copy of A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23. You have probably heard of this book before. Have you read it? There is peace in the midst of whatever storm you are going through. And you'll find some of that in the pages of this little book. Give a gift of any size today. We'll send it to you. A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23 by W. Philip Keller. Again, this is a hardbound, beautifully illustrated copy. I can't wait for you to get it. 866-95-FABRY is the number. 866-953-2279. Or go to the website, chrisfabrylive.org. Chris Fabry, F-A-B-R-Y, chrisfabrylive.org. Scroll down, you'll see how you could be a friend or partner and support us during the month of April. First day of April. Happy April 1st to you. How you doing, friend? A couple of weeks ago, a radio friend and I were talking, and it was early one morning, and I forgot to write his name down. I apologize, friend. But I remember the question, and I remember what it did inside when he said, hey, Chris, here's an idea for you. Ask people what they saw on their walk today. And as soon as he said it, I thought of, I'd walked couple of streets of Chicago that morning. And I described to him what I had seen. Immediately, something came to mind, something that made me look up. So when I heard today that Lisa Whittle is not feeling well and she couldn't join us, she wrote a book called I Want God, How to Love Him with Your Whole Heart and Revive Your Soul. And I promise we'll come back to that at a later time. When I heard that she wasn't feeling well, I had a number of ideas that kind of percolated. This is the one that bubbled to the surface because I saw something over the weekend that warmed my heart, that made me look up and stop what I was doing and ponder a little while. So that's what I want you to do today. Real easy, real simple. There's no wrong answer to this. Call 877-548-3675 right now, or go to Facebook and leave a message there, and I might get to it. But call that number. What is it that arrested you over the last few days? Maybe it was in church yesterday. Maybe it was something else over the weekend. Something you noticed as you were doing what you needed to do, and it made you stop and made you catalog it in the brain. Debbie said, I love seeing all the little girls at church in their Easter dresses yesterday. So it doesn't have to be earth-shattering. Sometimes it's the most simple of things that we miss. Connie gave a picture, too. You could leave a picture if you'd like on Facebook. On the radio, it's a little harder to do a picture. Connie said, my daughter worshiping with her whole heart, with strong voice and arms raised in worship. We serve a risen Savior. Stephanie said, "This warmed my heart and brought tears to my eyes. My five-year-old grandson sang the prayer before we ate on Easter Sunday in front of 25 people. He even prayed for God to bless the food, that no one would get sick from the food and have to go to the hospital." That, I, you know, ask God for specifics. As far as I'm concerned, I think that's a good one. I saw a picture on Facebook this morning. It was someone posting from a restaurant who said, "I watched a mother duck sitting under the window of the restaurant. And when she got up, this is what I saw. And there was a nest there. It had to be at least a dozen. It looked more like two dozen to me. I didn't count them, and I didn't have a chance to ask the mother. Life was springing up right outside that restaurant window." Now, she had to look down to see it, but you know what I mean about looking up. What I mean by looking up is you stop what you're doing long enough to take something in that you could easily pass by and just keep going. So what is that for you? Over the last day or two or the weekend, another person is posting about Monday, Thursday, something that happened on Thursday. 1-877-548-3675 is our number, which takes me to the picture that I posted for you on Facebook for your viewing pleasure. I went outside about an hour ago and took this photo. It's been a little rainy the last couple of days in the desert, a little gray. Although you see patches of blue coming through there, there is a newly created path lined by Ocotillo. And Ocotillo is Fouqueria splendens, which is also known as buggy whip, coach whip, candlewood, slimwood, desert coral, and other names in the Mojave, Sonoran, Chihuahuan, Colorado desert, southwestern United States. So it says, while semi-succulent and a desert plant, Ocotillo is more closely related to the tea plant and blueberries than to cactuses. But don't grab a hold of one because it feels made that mistake. For much of the year, the plant appears to be an arrangement of large, spiny, dead sticks. Although closer examination reveals that the stems are partly green with rainfall. Did I mention this the last couple of days? With rainfall, the plant quickly becomes lush with small 2 to 4 centimeter ovate leaves, which may remain for weeks or even months. So I took a picture of the Ocotillo, but the thing that I saw was the path that that lines the Ocotillo's line, this path. And I want to tell you about that. Let me take a break. We'll come back. Call the number now, 877-548-3675. What did you see that made you look up, that made you stop, that arrested your heart, that kind of cut through all that you had to do and you said, "Oh, I got to tell Chris about this." 877-548-3675. More straight ahead on Moody Radio. What did you see that made you stop and look up? Remember, your story might be used in somebody else's life. You may think this is too small. No, it's not. It's not too small. If you saw it, I want to hear about it. 877-548-3675. Angela said this at church yesterday with her husband. One of her daughters was there. She said, "We all held hands." She has an adult daughter. She said it brought her back to when all of her daughters were little, this nostalgic moment. You have one of those in the last couple of days, 24 hours? Jason says, "My niece in her Easter dress sitting in the pew and singing with me." Ivy says, "The sunrise service at my church. I was surrounded by my church family. That's what made me look up, made me stop." And then a number of people are including things on Facebook, including pictures or photos. Michelle, "My 5-year-old granddaughter drew Jesus dying on the cross and told me of how he woke up again to save us. And she includes that there. My daughter-in-law was baptized yesterday, Easter Sunday. I shed a tear hearing her testimony and also hearing my son's testimony as he rededicated his life to Christ. God is so good and faithful. Don't ever think you are not good enough. Give your life to Christ and watch him work. Oh, that's good for anybody of any age. But I love seeing that. And it looks like the baptismal is a, we do this in Arizona, kind of the cattle, you don't want to call it a trough, but I don't know what else to call it. Get baptized in that metal basin there. Way to go. That's a wonderful thing. So what about you? What made you look up? And what might your story be used to do today in somebody else's heart? 877-548-3675. Let's go to Brittany in Georgia. Hi, Brittany. Why did you call today? Brittany, I'm not hearing you. Let me take just a minute here because your cell phone is kind of breaking up on me. I think it is. So let me just take a deep breath. And now let's try it again. Why did you call? No, not really. I mean, I could hear you say, can you hear me now? But I can't hear you. Do you have an earpiece in, or is this just you and your phone? Yeah, I don't think that's going to work. Why don't we put Brittany on hold and let's see if we can call her back. And that might be that first line there, Ryan. I don't know if that's what it is or not. Could be a phone thing. Those things have happened before. I told you the story of what happened, the Ocotillo behind our house. Let me develop that story and what I saw. Because it was Saturday and it was the very first time I've ever seen it. And it made me stop. You know, I'm doing really important things on Saturday morning. And it made me stop and look in wonder at what was going on out there. In front of our house, come to you from near Tucson, Arizona. In front of our house is a well-traveled road that a lot of motorcyclists use on the weekend because it's a kind of a scenic route. But truckers use it as a shortcut between two interstates. So even though there is this speed limit, this thing they call speed limit there, you get out there and you try to jog or walk, or you walk your dog to get to some of the side streets, and you're taking your life in your hands. So we went to our neighbor behind us. We had a little path through a vacant lot that we walked to the next street, but there's a house that's built there, and so we can't use that anymore. So we went to our neighbor behind us and said, hey, Here's the deal. We want to walk our dogs. We want to, you know, get down here to jog down here, but we have to go through your land, you know, through your yard on the edge of it. Would you be okay with us cutting a path between our house and the road? That's about 400 meters from where we are. Could we go through your property and cut a path down there? And, walk the dogs, et cetera, and neighbors too, other neighbors who are kind of landlocked here who can't get to the other street. They said, can we do that? And you're expecting me to say, and he said, no, and there's going to be a lawsuit and all that. I said, no, he said, absolutely. That sounds like a great idea. You know, he was a little concerned about where it would be, you know, where are you thinking? And, but he let us do that. And he said, you know, go right ahead. And he even put up the little posted, you know, no trespassing signs for the kids who have motorcycles and other vehicles that might go through a path like that. So if you look on Facebook, I have taken a picture of that, and then I'll tell you the rest of the story. But I got to go back to Brittany in Georgia. Brittany, I think we have you now. Go ahead.
Hey, actually, can you hear me now?
I sure can.
All right. So I started homeschooling my kids at the beginning of the school year, and it was very challenging to go ahead and stay patient, and also just to be patient with them, because I have a huge And throughout this entire time, the Lord has just impressed upon me 1 Corinthians 15:58, and reminded me that my toil is not in vain. I know my toil as a mother is nothing like Paul's toil, but just reminding me of that. And this last week, we've been keeping my nephew, and throughout all of his struggle being a toddler, my children started him, and I got to see that same patience that I've been trying to instill in my children as him, with the same patience and consistency that I've been trying to instill upon them. And it was just very, very rewarding to get to see God just shine that on, the light into that, and to get to work
what
in
did
the same
that,
way that I'm trying to work in their own life.
Yes. So what did that look like then when you saw the patience in action? What did that look like?
Well, right now it's sharing and trying to teach. He's a 2, so trying to teach gentleness with toys to not break things, and trying to, like, seeing them sit down and try to show him how things work.
Yes.
And how you can't just sit there and slam it or it's going to break.
Yes. And isn't part of that,
give up on him.
Isn't part of that caught, you know, you can teach, you can tell, you can see, here's how you do that. But when he sees you being patient with him, then he kind of catches it. That's what I'm hearing you say.
Yes.
Perfect.
And using those same teaching styles to help someone else was very, very rewarding.
You know what, Brittany, we all need that. It's not just your nephew or your kids and you, and the 1 Corinthians 15:58. That's a good one to write down if you're looking for something to memorize. Thank you for sharing your heart with us today. That's what she saw. What about you? 877-548-3675. Jamie is in the great state of Minnesota. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I was in church yesterday, and you know, the pastor always asks, you know, if there's anyone that wants to give their life to Christ, and we say like a sinner's prayer, and we all pray together, and then afterwards, you know, pastor says, has anybody prayed that for the first time? And I look over to the right, and here's this probably 5-year-old just shoots his hand up for the first time. He was so excited that he said that prayer. So I thought I'd share that with you. I thought it was so cute.
Yes. And, you know, suffer the little children to come to me, you know, don't hinder them in any way.
Yeah.
5-year-old responding, you know, the gospel is understand. That's the beauty of it. It's understandable for a 5-year-old. And it's also deep enough for the older ones like us to swim around in. Right.
Absolutely.
That's great. Jamie, thanks for your call today. God bless you, friend.
Thanks.
Shooting the hand up. I saw this little kid with it was a little girl, and her mother was carrying her, and she had the cutest little dress on, and then she had these pink ears, you know, the little ears the bunny ears that you can put on kids. It was the cutest thing. And I'll tell you about that in a little bit. And I'll also tell you about the Ocotillo as well. And here's the number, 877-548-3675. Lee is somewhere in the great state of Utah. Lee, why did you call today?
Well, I hope I don't start crying, but I was thinking a lot yesterday on how Jesus loves us and how much. And for some reason, I just saw my dog. And I started thinking, you know, he loves me no matter what. When I leave and I come home, he can't hardly contain himself with, you know, happiness and joy. And so I started kind of, you know, thinking, that's got to be how Jesus loves us. No matter what we do, he loves us. If we drift away for a while, he's got to be there with joy and open arms. I believe that. And I believe that I finally have realized how much Jesus loves us just by watching my dog.
Mm. It's unconditional. And I know exactly what you're talking about because I will watch, we have three kids that still live with us. And two of mm-hmm. them have dogs. And there's one that both of them will sit at the window and wait, you know, when mm-hmm. is that one coming in? And then when it happens, it's like it's never happened before. They're just so excited.
Right.
And I think a lot of people think of God as, you know, looking over the portals of heaven, just kind of shaking his head. And, oh, these knuckleheads, they don't get it. And, you know, I feel that too sometimes. But when you see the lengths to which God went to prove his love, when you look at the cross and you look at the empty tomb, then you begin to comprehend, wait a minute, this is not about our performance here, mm-hmm. right?
No, this is about our love for the Lord and his love for us is what I believe.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we love him the way our dogs love us, and we love others is the way our dogs love us, then what an awesome world it would be.
Well, and open to that love, to receiving that love, because how do you give that kind of love to somebody else when you've never received it, when you've never been open to it? And that, Lee, thank you for your call today. That, and I know that, you know, there's you can't compare the love of God to an animal. But I understand exactly what Lee is saying, though. There is something that sparks in our heart when we see this creation of God give him praise that in the way that it reacts to us. And you can go too far with anthropomorphism. I get that too, but I'm appreciatively, somebody need to hear that today. Lynn is on the line in Indiana. Lynn, what did you see?
Actually, I experienced something really special and I'm so grateful you took the call. I'm an older saint and in a short period of time, I lost my husband and all my quote older family members. And I've always been grateful for God's love and care. But Sunday, when I went to church, there's a much older saint. She's almost 100. And she just welcomed me and just said, here's my girl, here's my daughter, come sit with us. And she made me part of her family. And I really haven't had a place to belong.
Somebody,
and it was so special that she reached out.
Yes, somebody making you feel part. And nobody at your church would say, well, Lynn's not a part. You know, she is, of course she is. But you're feeling this, you know, the grief that you're feeling and kind of the distance that you're feeling from others. And for her to do that, she probably didn't know what was going on inside when you walked in that day.
Oh, she wouldn't. And the thing that was also amazing is that it's so easy for those of us as we're getting older to think that we don't have that kind of a special place anymore. And if it hadn't been for her, you know, fitting me right in with her other family members, there just was something that was provided of God's provision for the widows and the orphans and, you know, that you have a place. You still have a place.
Yes.
And it mattered.
And how did you feel when she did that? What went on inside?
Well, parts of my heart that had been shut down began to open up again. I really have been a more isolated journeyer. and this was such an opportunity to connect and to feel like I too had a place that I could lean in again and start growing and serving in a bolder way.
Aren't you glad that your friend who's nearing 100 didn't say, well, there's no use for me to go to church. You know, I can't even sing anymore. I can't hear the, you know. Aren't you glad she was present there?
Well, and I think that's partly why I wanted to pass the message on, because a lot of times folks will think as they get older that, you know, things are set and done and there's not much they can do. And for her to take that step, and it was a natural step for her, but it made all the difference for me.
Yeah.
It really was, something that I wanted to share if the opportunity came, and here you were, sir.
Here we are.
Thank you for letting me share that, yes.
Okay, tell me your husband's name.
His name is Phil.
Phil. And how long ago did he pass away?
It's been quite a while, sir. He died by suicide. And I have been raising a couple of children with disabilities. So that made my life more narrow, too.
Yes. Lynn, I'm so glad you called, and I'm so sorry about Phil. Hang on in the break. I want to talk with you. You never know. You never know what it's going to do on the inside of somebody to look at them and say, hey, there's my sister. Come on over here and sit with us. I think that's a wonderful thing to see and to feel on the inside. See what it did in Lynn's life? More stories straight ahead at the Radio Backyard Fence. We're talking about what made you look up, meaning what caught your attention over the weekend, over the last few days. I promise I'm going to finish the story at some point with that path and the Ocotillo. What caused you to stop and look and ponder? And Lynn said something just a minute ago. She said, thank you for giving me space. I think that's one of the things that we often don't do with how busy our lives are. And certainly with radio, it's like we got my agenda and here's what we're going to talk about. To give Lynn a little space to talk about what had happened with Phil, what had happened in her life, the grief that she is going through. Tahira gave me a quote in the break that just kind of took my breath away, that an actress was quoted as saying that grief is love with nowhere to go. And I think she had been through the same loss with a son of hers. Grief is love with nowhere to go. That's it. That captures it. I mentioned I saw this baby with pink rabbit ears. Her mother was holding her. It was this pretty little dress. There was just total contentment on this baby's face. She was in the arms of her mother. She didn't know it. She was small enough. She didn't know anybody there. She didn't know if the lights were up or down and the music and anything. She was just there with her mother, totally content. There are women and men today who right now are trying to make a decision about news that they might have received over the weekend, an unexpected pregnancy. One thing that makes me look up today is the Ministry of CareNet. Somebody is looking for direction, and she or he might come across the number for the pregnancy decision line. Maybe it's through an online ad or for somebody. I say this all the time. You or someone you know will need the Ministry of CareNet at some point. Someone like you could give the number to someone else who is trying to make a really weighty decision. You can read 40 real hope stories about the Abundant Life Ministry of CareNet when you click the green button at our website, chrisfabrylive.org. Click the green CareNet button there. You can download the devotional, A Lifeline of Hope. Again, go to chrisfabrylive.org, chrisfabrylive.org, and click the green CareNet button. I got an email or a message from a listener. It was last week, and she said, pray with me that my son will go to church with me on Easter Sunday. He says he's an atheist. Pray for his soul that accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. And I thought about that. I don't think about every email or every note that I see on Facebook, but I thought about her yesterday. And I thought, you know, Lord, you know, bring this to pass. Let her at least give her hope by just the presence of her son. And she wrote yesterday in the afternoon, my son was at church with my husband and me to celebrate Easter. I'm so happy. I pray my entire family feels God's presence in their lives and will acknowledge Jesus as Lord and Savior. And that note I wanted to give you today to give you a little bit of hope if you were in that same place And Kay is on the line now in Florida. Kay, why did you call?
Yes, yesterday I teach the Sunday school class at my church, and it's just a small church. There were only 6 children in the class, and I didn't feel like going. I wasn't feeling well, but I thought, you know, I've got everything ready. I'm going to go. And I went, and when I gave the salvation invitation, a little girl who was probably 7 or 8 years old, she'd only been to that church a couple of times. She gave her heart to the Lord yesterday, and I just said, Lord, that is just so wonderful. Here I was thinking I didn't even want to be there because I didn't feel good, and this little girl just was so sweet and so happy.
Wow. And you showed up, Kay. You were there. You know, and if somebody else could have filled in for you, and that's God. God can use somebody filling in, absolutely. But you were there. And in his kindness, he let you experience that, didn't he?
Well, the thing about it is I get at the time I thought, you know, I just feel so dead. I don't know if this message is even going to reach them because I just didn't feel like it was. But then when I gave the salvation invitation and she raised her hand, I said, Lord, you know the things that we don't know. You know hearts that we don't know. We don't know what goes on in the hearts of a child or anybody else when we tell them the word. So I was just so thankful for what God did yesterday.
And you don't know because you don't know her, you don't know the family that she's going back into, you don't know the home situation, you don't know the struggles.
I do know a little bit about it. Okay. I do know she comes from a home where there's a bunch of people living together, a lot of different family members.
Yeah.
I have seen them, you know, once in a while they'll come, on a very regular basis, but I was just so thankful for this.
Yeah. What a grace, what a mercy. Kay, thanks for sharing that today. God bless you, friend. So,
God bless you, honey. Thank you.
There was a 5-year-old. Hey, I got a honey today. I was called honey. So there's a 5-year-old in the church service where, was it Jamie was in? Shot his hand up. There's a 7 or 8-year-old little girl. I see some stuff going on in Europe. Heather Holdsworth was with us on Thursday. She and Nancy Guthrie, we talked about Gethsemane. And Heather sent today, she mentioned what was going to go on over the weekend, that there was this in Scotland where, you know, the Christian faith is a flickering candle. Let's just put it that way. In a lot of places in Europe, and nothing against Europe, Scotland, England, but you know what I'm saying. There is this... it's like the candle is just barely, and Heather sent me what happened there in this, it wasn't a church service. It wasn't a cathedral. It was like a meeting center. It looks like to me with balconies and all that. It's gorgeous. And at the way that they were celebrating the resurrection and the people there were as on fire. Yeah, you could just tell by looking at it and watching and hearing the voices and the instrumentation, there's wonderful music that was going on. And Heather was actually up in front as well, giving this good news that you and I have celebrated here today that can be understood by a 5-year-old, by a 7 or 8-year-old little girl who's got a tough home situation. It can be understood by somebody who's 95, who has been pushing back against this all of their lives, a person who has been an atheist all of their lives, and there's nothing to this, there's nothing to this, and then the Spirit of God touches inside. Mark is in Indianapolis. Hi, Mark, go right ahead.
Hi, thank you. Saturday, I was watching YouTube on my telephone, and I noticed that there was a show on about Jesus' crucifixion, and it so hit me so hard that it finally dawned on me that I was a part of that, that he went through all of what he was going through because of me, too. My sin added to that.
Yes.
And it really bothered me, and it stuck with me. And it made me think how grateful I am about God and Jesus and everything they give me.
Yes. And I love the emotion. The emotion that you're expressing here, Mark, is a wonderful thing, because we can get so jaded by this happened on Thursday and this happened on Friday. And here's what, you know, we just look at it as a list of things that happened, but to realize this was exactly what Jesus experienced. You know what I was thinking of today, looking at the bush that I was talking about, the ocotillo? It has these spiny thorn-like things on it that you do not want to touch it. Yeah. And they're real close together. And thinking of the crown of thorns that they pushed onto his head, into his skin, so that you know that he bled from that. You know the whipping, you know what that does to his body, and how that, you know, how horrific that was, and the garden scene of not my will but yours be done, the willingness that he went to that cross for you and me, for not to make us feel guilty. Look at what Jesus went through, and it was for you, and you ought to feel guilty. It's like, no, your reaction is the emotion, but the gratitude, the thanksgiving that you have, that propels you then to tell that story to other people, right?
Right, exactly. And the feeling that I'm so thankful and so how do I say it, other than, you know, I want to repent those sins. Yes. I'm so sorry I ever did anything like that.
Yes. And he knows that, you know, with Peter, I was just reading about Peter I saved the beach until this morning to read about that and the restoration and the three times that he asked Peter, do you love me? There's so many different threes in all that happens. You know, there are three people on crosses up there, and there's three denials, and then there's three opportunities for Peter to come back into fellowship with Jesus. Do you love me? I just find that really fascinating. But the all-encompassing love and embrace that Jesus had for Peter. Yes, you messed up there, your denial. But I know that the spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. I understand that. Don't let that keep you from my love. Like our listener was calling a little earlier about seeing an animal and how excited and the unconditional love. Don't let the failure in your life, the struggle in your life, keep you from the loving arms of the Lord who gave everything for you and me. Mark, I love your heart. Thanks a lot for calling in here today. Make it a little space for your story at the Radio Backyard Fence, 877-548-3675. We'll hear from more straight ahead on Moody Radio. Thanks a lot to John for your gift. John, to the Radio Backyard Fence, he gave a monthly gift. He said, I've been a longtime listener. I enjoy the authentic nature of the conversations Chris has with his guests and how they go deep into the topic, whatever they're discussing. I also enjoy the Two Michaels, among other programs. And he likes our Voices of Wisdom. We're going to continue that Voices of Wisdom series. He heard the Jeanette Oak program. He said, this is the first time I'm supporting the ministry. So thank you, John, for reaching out and for saying those kind words. And you can do that as well. I'd love to send you my Back Fence post, which is a video that Ryan puts it together. You can blame him if you don't like it. But and I may show the path that I haven't had a chance to talk about here today in one of those video posts. But if you want to get the Back Fence post, receive a signed copy of The Promise of Jesse Woods and more, become a Back Fence partner with us at chrisfabrylive.org. ChrisFabryLive.org. Let's go to Cindy in Indiana. Cindy, why did you call today?
Well, thank you, Chris, for letting me come on. My husband and I have prayed for his cousin and her husband for years. Her husband was hurt by the church. His dad was a pastor in a very strict church. This couple is in the 70s. And they contacted us about a week ago and wanted to go to church with us yesterday. And they haven't been going to church. And the request was that he hear Christ the Lord is risen today. And I got online because our church publishes what's going to be sung, and it was the first hymn sung. And to be with him in church, see the tears in his eyes as that hymn was sung, and he hasn't gone to church for probably 50, 60 years.
Wow.
And I just praise God that our prayers were answered and a little spark has started. And not that he never didn't believe, but he didn't live it out or wanted to go to church. And he did yesterday. So it was just amazing to us.
So when the, and I don't know what your church, it was a piano only or piano and organ or band, however that was, when that started playing, I bet you looked over at him, right?
Yeah, and it was, we had about an 8-piece orchestra and the choir.
Wow.
And the whole church singing. And I'm usually in the choir, but my husband had been very ill a couple months ago coming off of a mission trip, so I haven't gone back. So we got to sit with them, and it was just, he told my husband at the end, he said, I'm looking for a church.
Ah.
And, you know, who knows? We're just, the seed is planted. And he came, and we'll just let God take care of it.
How long you been praying for him?
Well, my husband and I have been married 47 years. So my husband was praying for them before that, and I have for 47 years. So
that's it right there. Folks, you're listening to somebody who has been faithful, who's been storming the gates of heaven for a long time. Now, and it's not just the, you know, you need to be in church, you know, and that's true, but there's something more that you're praying. You're praying for this relationship, for the peace of God, all of that. And you're seeing a little glimmer. And I pray that there's a little bit of glimmer of hope from Cindy, from your story and from this relative that you're talking about. And for that long-suffering prayer that you've been praying, for somebody who is praying right now and has been praying for 7 years, and it's been a long time. Yes, 7 years is a long time. Don't stop. Don't stop. Keep asking God to do his work. And a lot, what I find is that when I pray for somebody else and I ask God to work in their life, what he does is he works in mine. If I'm open to it, he'll work in mine. And it strikes me that since that hymn, since we only sing that, you know, once a year, maybe that's a good place to camp out before we end here today. Listen to what Charles Wesley wrote. Christ the Lord is risen today. Alleluia. Sons of men and angels say, Alleluia. Raise your joys and triumphs high. Alleluia. Sing ye heavens and earth, reply. Alleluia. Lives again our glorious King. Where, O death, is now thy sting? Dying once, he all doth save. Where thy victory, O grave? Alleluia. Love's redeeming work is done. Fought the fight, the battle won. Death in vain forbids him rise. Christ has opened paradise. Alleluia. And it makes me think of the thief on the cross. Remember me. And what does Jesus say to them today? Today. Fourth verse. Soar we now where Christ has led. Alleluia. Following our exalted head. Alleluia. Made like him we rise. Alleluia. Ours the cross, the grave, the skies. Alleluia. Aren't you glad for the gospel? Aren't you glad for the power of the resurrection? That Jesus didn't just die on the cross and was buried in that tomb, and the stone rolled in front of it, and that was the end of the story. And we have a wonderful teacher, a maligned person who gave his life, but then stayed in the tomb. One of the things that I was thinking about today is they never had a funeral for Jesus, did they? They didn't have the opportunity. On that Saturday, they were just so scared and so frightened that we're next, that they stayed hidden away. And then Sunday morning came, and there was no reason for a funeral for Jesus because he had risen. That kind of resurrection power is available for that 5-year-old in Minnesota, for that 7 to 8-year-old young girl in Florida, and for you and for me. If you've never turned your life over to him, if you've never given him your heart and life and surrendered and said, Jesus, I can't do it, you paid the price, the penalty for me. You lived that perfect life, and you're offering that to me. I quit me doing it in my own power, trying to earn my way to heaven. I choose you and your salvation. Come in, be Lord of my life. You pray a prayer like that, and you see what will happen to you in your heart. And if there's somebody that you are praying for, like Lynn was praying for, and Cindy was praying for, don't stop. Don't you dare stop. God is at work. God is alive. In Europe, in Florida, the grave, the cross, the skies. God bless you, friend. Thanks for listening. This is Chris Fabry Live. Online, chrisfabrylive.org, a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.